I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Deeply Rooted with me, your host, Sinaz Okos. This is a podcast where we discuss and delve deeper into the intimate conversations we all have with our Heavenly Father. So welcome to it, beloved. Yet another episode of Deeply Rooted. Thank you so much for the support. Thank you for those who tune in week after week. We are growing. And for those who are new, welcome. And we pray and believe that this will be such a blessing for you and in your life. So today is no different. We do what we do week in, week out. We discuss issues, you know, and navigate the different things that we go through in life, and we use the Word of God to try and make sense of these issues and everything that we go through in life, in our journeys with God, you know, because this is a podcast where we help each other grow in our relationships with God and get to know God deeper and just deepen our relationship with Christ, with the Holy Spirit. So today is no different, but we have a special somebody who is joining us today. Very good friend of mine, very good friend of mine. Her name is Asisipho Lelo Mkhwane. She is a minister of the Word of God. She loves the Lord so much. She's born again. She's from Qabega in the Eastern Cape, and she's a University of Johannesburg graduate. And most of all, she's here to just share her insights on what we will be talking about today. Asi, welcome, Gesana.
Hey, Snazo.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, girl, for gracing us with your presence.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, man. That's so lovely. And we've been talking about it, like, for the longest time that, like, I want you to come here and share your insights, because these are conversations that we have all the time, me and you as friends. So, like, sharing the knowledge that we always share with each other, Nabanya Bantu, is always such a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, girl. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, girl. So today, we will be talking about something that is very relatable. It's relatable to everyone, like whether you're young, whether you're old, whether you've been walking this journey with God for years or whether you're new, it literally happens, you know, and we can both relate to it. And without complicating it, we will be talking about messing up today. We'll be talking about messing up. We'll be talking about falling in your relationship with God and making choices that are not good for you, that are not good for your relationship with Christ, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what we will be talking about, namhlanje. And Asi will be sharing her insights with us, you know, on how to navigate your relationship with God after falling or during a season or a moment of falling. And yeah, so, and I just want you to know, beloved, that like, falling is literally kudala, like it's happened for years. We're not the first people to walk this journey, you know. So many people in the past, even in the Bible, have fallen, you know.
David
literally, that's the first person I thought of. David, even I'm also thinking of that woman, the one who was caught in the act of adultery, you know, and how Jesus approached her. So we'll just be talking about God's perspective on falling in our relationship with God and what it means for us. So to kick off, like, please tell us, what does falling look like, or what's your understanding of falling or messing up in your relationship with God particularly?
Personally, I believe that, okay, firstly, salvation is a journey, right?
Yes.
And I believe that salvation is a journey because we hear Paul saying that work out your own salvation. When someone is saying work out something, you know that it's not something that is easy.
Meaning that
there will be challenges, meaning that you will face things. It won't be an easy road. But yet, unfortunately, we don't have to work it out alone, but we have the Holy Spirit.
What does it look like?
Yeah, what does it look like? So according to my own view, thina siye sithi umuntu xa ewile siye simqaphele ngezinto azenzayo esizibonayo thina, yabo, but we don't understand bangaba a person doesn't fall overnight, okanye umuntu doesn't just stop believing in God, okanye ahambe ngendlela overnight, but kukho izinto ezincinci that build that up. For example, if you were someone who used to pray and then awusenamdla wothandaza, you no longer have the zeal to pray, you no longer have the zeal to read the word of God. Like, it's a build up, yabo, up until you don't have the strength to pray, sorry, altogether, anymore, yabo. So I feel like it's izinto ezincinci that build up ukuwa komuntu. Ithi iBhayibhile, those who continue to live in sin become slaves of sin. So enye into eyenzekayo is the fact that when you commit a sin ungayazi unaware, no, this is a small sin. Yo. I'll just commit this sin on Saturdays nje, and then Mondays I'm going back to the Lord.
Yes.
But ithi iBhayibhile, those who continue to live in sin become slaves of sin. Yo. Meaning that you no longer have control over sin. But it's so no,
that controls you.
So ukuwa ilondo, ukwenzisa into ezincinci up until kubonakala results, yebo, kubonakala results ukubanga ba you no longer go to church, you no longer
pray.
And also any sign yokuwa, it's when you don't want to fellowship with abazalwane. You see, the devil likes to deceive us banga ba uraitu wedwa. You see, when the devil wants to finish you, uyakasolate wedwa.
Yes.
Abe make sure banga ba wedwa, you don't go and fellowship with abanye abazalwane. You don't go to church, but ukwenza ubelieve bangaba, you can make it on your own, but siyadingana.
Injalo
mndase. So ukuwa ndibona ilonde zizinto ezincinci esizenzayo that become big okanye lento thina sibona ukukuwa komuntu.
Yes, and I think that also brings me to my next question uba, what exactly causes umuntu ba awe? But I mean, you just explained it now, that it's these little things that build up, and then ngokuzibone sewungulo umuntu who doesn't go to church, who doesn't pray, who doesn't consult God, and you don't prioritize a relationship with God. But what does that do to you when I ask it? Like, what does it do to your mind? What does it do to your spirit, man? Indoba, okay. Because, I mean, as you said, it's small things, né, that cause you to ultimately just leave it all together. But what impact does it have on the inside of you? I don't know if that makes sense. But does it make you feel, okay, I'm going to write, I'm okay on my own, I can figure out life on my own? You know, does it make you, like, how, like, what regard does it, like, does it cause to you of God, if that makes sense? Yeah.
It makes you feel empty. One thing about sin, it goes to feel empty. It goes to feel ube ne void. Kube kolanto engathi ngasike. And that's bani ngayicacisa njani. But kukho lanto engasikuyivale but ingavaleki. That sin, it isolates you. Ikwenza ube ne guilt. I don't know.
It separates you from God.
The Bible speaks about Adam and Eve after betye
ifruit.
Ithi iBhayibhile, bazifihla kuThixo. It was not God owathi kubo bangaba mabahambe okanye azange abaxele. But bona isono sikwenza uzifile. I don't know how to put it.
It makes you feel guilty.
And ke ngoku kukho obabu guilty bu ungodly.
Yes.
Everything that removes you, everything that disqualifies you from going to God is ungodly. So isono sikwenza lanto, and it gives a chance for the enemy to tell you bangaba uyilendo.
You're not worthy.
Because you are away from the presence of God, and Satan is the only person that can deceive you. Like Ususe covering, it's like there's something that is being taken away from you. It's like you are naked. That's what Adam watch was born, but I'm naked.
But
all along wayenga bonbu naked back, but suddenly was born abangaba, you are naked. So that's what sin does to you. Yak accuse abangaba, you are a failure.
You are unworthy.
God doesn't a drunkard.
And you know what? You're actually reminding me of something, ne? In my walk with God, I've always been made aware of the difference between conviction and condemnation. Conviction, as you said, ikhona guilt that is very ungodly. Ekwenza ucinga ba, okay, you're not worthy.
Yes.
God doesn't love you anymore. There's no hope for you. You're a failure. You're all these things. That is condemnation. And that's why the Bible says there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. So if we're in Christ, the way that God corrects us and sets us in line is through conviction, which is different from condemnation, because conviction na iya correcta. But in a loving way that says, true. You're a child of God, you're a daughter of Christ, you're a son of Christ, and you're not supposed to be acting ngalendlela because you've been set apart. Yabo. Yes. So it's actually, you know, it's so dangerous because nyanike, it opens the door for the enemy.
True.
It opens the door for the enemy. You're this, you're that. You know, so... Yo, yeah. And how do we deal with it to get us? Like when, let's say you mess up. I mean, because we all have, as I said, I mean, the Bible says, I think it's in the book of Romans, if I'm not mistaken, all have sinned and have fallen short of the grace of God. So I'm going to say, you know, all have sinned. Anyone who says they are without sin, there's no truth in them.
Yeah.
Meaning all of us at some point in our lives, we have messed up. Whether we've messed up kangling or kakulu, and that's a whole different discussion, get off, you know, the weighting or the rating of sin. But at the end of the day, messing up is messing up, you know. So meaning we've all fallen short of the glory of God. So what do you do, Ge? I'm pretty sure they're asking, okay, so if I'm in that moment of falling short of the glory of God and I've messed up, what do I do at that moment? What is the best advice you can give to someone who just messed up right now? Like, what can they do to turn back to God, basically? Because as you said, the enemy takes advantage of that moment of falling, you're not worthy, you're a failure, you this. So what do we do at that moment to get back on the right track?
1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So
amen.
You confess your sins, you go back to the Father. God is a loving Father. You know, I don't like people who paint God as an angry God who is always ready to punish us. No, he's a loving Father. Even the parable of the lost son, when he came back, abanyunyana, ababecinga ukuba ngababona, they are good, bona bahlala, they qualified. They are worthy, but iti Bible, when the father saw the son, wathi bangaba, ambani, and give him the best rope. But the best. So uThixo uyarejoice when we go back to him, because he's a loving father. Hence, he sent his son, which is Jesus, to come and die for our sins. So if you confess your sins, he is able to forgive you and cleanse you away from all the unrighteousness.
Ish, Mdase. And you know what? I'm actually remembering it. There's also a part in scripture that says, his mercies are fresh and new every morning. Okubane, he doesn't use leftover supply of yesterday's mercies. Yeah. There's a new mercy every day for you to turn back to him. And he's a loving father who's always waiting, Jay, like with open arms to take you back to him as long as you turn back.
Yeah.
As long as you turn back. And what is God's perspective? Like, okay, tinasia tetane, okay, this is what you must do and this is how it feels for us. But when God sees us messing up, what is his perspective of what's happening? Like, what at that moment when you fall, even leading up to your fall, what is his perspective, Njay, on the whole thing?
I think as I said before, bangaba, salvation is a journey. Ane? And also, it's different from your journey, right?
True.
There are things that I've went through on Azango Zulakuzo, but there are things that I've went through on Yumde Kaya or Zulakuzo. So hence, it's important. They overcome by the power of their testimony.
Yes,
meaning
yes,
that,
yes.
Lenda uthixo asisuse kuyo, ufuna sithethenga that I was. There's someone out there who's a prostitute. And if you were a prostitute, you say, bangaba, okay, I was a prostitute and then God saved me. You are giving that person a hope that if
it's
God
possible.
Can save me, even you, he can save you. So I think uthixo doesn't want us to keep quiet about a testimony to bangaba. This is where God took me from. Yeah, from. So he wants us to speak about our testimony so that abanye abantu bazokwazi nabo bona ba there's nothing
it's
that
possible.
Is impossible. If God can save a criminal like him, if God can save umntu othile, meaning nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible.
Yebo, so I believe that anithi iBhayibhile umntwana onyana nobungqina. Everyone has a testimony.
Yes.
Everyone ukhona indawo uThixo kuthathe kuyo. Yeah,
akususe
kuyo. So it's important to speak about it so that onye umntu naye odlula through the same thing odlula kuyo azokwazi ubona ba no mina khona manje. And his grace is sufficient for the situation
And for everyone,
It's
sufficient for everyone. Oh man, sana, we can literally go on and on and talk because this is such a very, like, it's a topic that's very close to home.
Yeah.
Because I know, but a lot of people, you know, have really struggled in this journey. And abanye yazi, I was having a conversation with someone recently, Esitiba. There's something called self-righteousness.
Yeah.
And once ube ngulomdu who's self-righteous, when you do fall, it's very hard for you to come back. And some people never come back at all.
Yeah.
Because they believed that their walk with God or their journey with Christ was carried by their own strength. So I think in Diakwindo 80, it's very important also to rely on God, you know, in your journey with Christ. If we are born about, okay, ngoramandla yaphela, and you're no longer praying as much as you did, when you're not intentional about the word.
Yeah.
Always rely on God.
Okay, now pause me sang amdase. There's one person I love in the Bible, which is David.
Ish.
We all know stories about David, but he wasn't a holy man.
Yeah,
but yet when God speaks about David, he says, "Finally, I have found a man after my very own heart." David did many bad things esingazibala. But there is one thing that I love about David. He would go and cry to God.
Exactly. And he was honest.
Search my heart, oh God. Search me, oh Lord, and know my heart. So that's one thing I love about David. Bangaba super strong upam go tip. Be weak.
Be real.
Umxelele uThixo yonke into yakho.
True, mntase. And I like the fact that zange ayithethele, when God said that, ne uba, finally, I found someone after my own heart. He wasn't speaking about someone holy and pure who didn't make mistakes. He was speaking about someone who messed up. And David did things, guys. We can't even mention Ezinye, but he did things with David. But it was his heart posture.
Yeah.
I think that's another thing about Legleyom Daseba. When your heart is in the right posture, if you really want to pursue God and you want to live a life that honors Him, because He knows your heart. And when your heart is in the right place, your actions are going to catch up and God is going to help you because you're born into your young. So more than anything, I really think it's important for us to pray for a heart posture that honors God. A heart posture, a willing heart, you know, a willing heart.
That God removes the stony heart. There's a scripture that I love, but I'm not sure about where is it, but it removed the stony heart so that Christ be formed in me. So Christ cannot be formed in Jesus. So we need to pray that uThixo remove the stony heart.
But I think one thing I'm taking away from this discussion is that and I remember there's a conversation we had, my friend, where you said the power of the gospel, the power of the message of Christ is in the rising up.
Yeah.
You know, amandla evangeli akulando yovuka. Yeah, but otherwise, I feel like Christ would have died for nothing if there were people that didn't need this grace.
Yeah. But
so to people that are listening, Christ died for that exact reason, you falling. That's why he died. Otherwise, if he didn't die, then there was not going to be any hope for us. If we mess up, then it's over for us. But because he died, that's where the power is.
True.
You know, the power of the gospel is literally in your ability to rise again.
Yeah.
Bo. Otherwise, girl, we've come to the end. Unless you want to sprinkle a bit more. Justin J, as we close off, what would you like to say to someone who has fallen and maybe agana tembo, but I've been messing up so much. I just don't know if God is willing and able to take me back as his child. What would you say to that person right now?
I'm not sure if I'm going to speak deep Xhosa again.
Because this is Xhosa's
deep. It's bangaba. owethu umbingelelo omkhulu ayingulo ongenovelana nathi. But he was tempted in every way when he was on earth. He took all our infirmities, meaning that njebe uyese emnqamlezeni uyobethelelwe izono zethu. He felt it, everything that we are going through. So you can speak to him about anything. He understands. He felt it when he was on the cross. He felt it. So whatever it is, maybe you cannot say to your pastor, to your mentor, to your brother, to your sister, but speak to Christ. He knows. Iti Bible yavelana now. Ayinguye. Bakhona ababingelele bangonvelana now. Kodwa yena iti owethu umbingelelo omkhulu. Ayinguye. Ngenovelana nathi, but he was tempted in every way. So ayikho into entsha odlula kuyo that you songayaziyo. So in each and everything that you are going through, run to him. Don't run away from him. Don't listen to that voice that says you do not qualify. Yes, we do not qualify, but he qualified us on the cross.
Through the cross.
Singer qualified, but he qualified us. So don't listen to that voice. Eti, you are this, you are that. No.
Ish. You know, I really like Lendu Tetilium Dasaba. I think the scriptures in the book of Hebrews that says we do not have a high priest that doesn't sympathize with us, you know. So it really shows. I think I mentioned this particular scripture like in another episode where I was talking about pain and people that are going through pain, and I mentioned that Jesus knows yonke, like every sort of thing, every temptation, every pain he knows, and he was tempted in every way. So even if, because people usually say, but I can't speak to people because I'm unbazon judge, people are gonna judge me, but Jesus is the one person who can relate. He can relate, and he wants to help you. He wants to get you out of that darkness. He wants you to come back to him, you know. Oh man, that is so beautiful, Mdasekhaya. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's not the last time, please. A regular. We want you to be a regular here.
Thank you.
Oh Lord. Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate it. Just to close off, where can people follow you? Because I know that you're active in ministry and you've blessed so many people on social media, even when you get invited to places. So where can people follow you on social media, on different platforms, just to get, you know, your work and how God is using you?
Okay, on Facebook, it's Lady of Grace. TikTok, Lady of Grace. It's in land of that underscore.
It's in land of that underscore one.
So on TikTok, it's Lady of Grace _1. And then Facebook, Lady of Grace.
Okay. Beautiful. And what's the one gospel song that is in your heart or in your spirit right now, or your favorite gospel song, Jay, as just to usher us out of the episode today?
Definitely Ntokozo Zonke Izindlela Zakhe.
Thank you so much, Mdase. Siyabulela, man. We've come to the end of our episode, beloved. We pray that this was a blessing to you and it was impactful to you, and just know that God loves you, man. God wants you to come back to him. He wants you as you are, you know, and everything that needs to be worked on inside of you, he has the power to do it, you know, as long as your heart is willing. So we've come to the end, and don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as on Iono FM. And also there's other podcasts you can listen to here under Times Live Podcast. So there's Taking Rams by the Horns, there's Business Day Spotlight. Otherwise, we've come to the end. Until next time, you are loved, you are treasured, you are valuable to your Heavenly Father. God bless.